You're listening to the Post-Apocalyptic Media Podcast, your weekly post-apocalyptic news roundup.
Hey everyone, welcome back to this 38th episode of the Post-Apocalyptic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Sean. I am the senior editor at postapocalypticmedia.com, also known as postapocalyptic.com. And there's a lot of news to talk about. There's a lot of great things to talk about. Now, you may have noticed once again that it's just me. I don't call the authorities. It's okay. Everyone's fine. Decided to take another week off, and I'm going to do this by myself. So everything is good. So let's get into this news, because there's quite a bit going on. And I don't know if it's because, the movies and entertainment business is kind of coming back after the pandemic shut down last year. I think everyone's in denial right now that there's still a pandemic, but, that's what's going on. But we are getting a lot of great entertainment, and especially post-apocalyptic entertainment. People are, maybe it's too soon, I don't know, but apparently not for everyone, because it's a hit. So let's get into some of the earlier stuff from last week. Right about the time I was recording the last podcast, we have the first trailer for Why the Last Man has dropped. Now, this is a comic book series about some kind of pandemic happened, some kind of catastrophe where all male mammals are gone. They just disappear, they die, and then they go away. And some might not call that a catastrophe, some might call that great, but that's a different show. So in the comic book, it's basically only women are left, and female mammals, everything, female is left over, and that's it, except for one man and one monkey. Yes, that's right, a man and a monkey. A man and his monkey. The man's name is Yurik, and the monkey's name is Ampersand. And it was, the comic book was a big hit when it came out, like 15 years ago, something like that. I don't know what time is anymore. It's all relative. But it was somewhere around there. And now for a long, long time, they were trying to get the rights to this, to do a movie or something like that for that comic book series. And Hulu, FX picked it up, and it's going to be FX on Hulu, which might be slightly confusing, but it's just trust me on this. So it's FX is making this on Hulu, also on FX, regular FX, but you can see it on Hulu, and it's the movie version, right? So the trailer they dropped here is kind of our first look at what we can expect, and I think it looks great. I mean, I think anything with an end of the world thing going on is great anyway, but it looks really, really interesting. It's kind of, it shows us, what happens. It's kind of during the catastrophe that makes all these men die, and they're like bleeding out, and their faces are bleeding, and their eyeballs are bleeding. It's some good stuff. And then we see Yurik, we see Ampersand, of course, his monkey. Now, what I think is funny, I've been writing about this and following this story for a while, the making of this movie, and they originally were going to use the monkey from Friends. Remember Ross's monkey? What was the name of that monkey? I forgot. It was some crazy, it was like a really sophisticated name that I can't remember right now. But they were originally going to use that monkey, like that actor monkey. Yes, a monkey who acts is called an actor monkey. And it's not even really a monkey. I forgot what it's something. They were going to use that for the show. And then there was something came up with PETA, and they were not happy with the treatment of the animals. And, it's not like back in the day in Friends when you can have a monkey on your show. Well, nowadays they say, why don't you just do it in CGI? Then you don't have to worry about animal rights. You don't have to worry about any of the restrictions that happen when you have animals on set and all that. All that stuff. So they decided to make the monkey CGI. It looks pretty good, I would say, from what you can see in the trailer. I think they did a bang up job. So, I mean, if you didn't know that already, which I just spoiled it for you, sorry. If you didn't know it already, you probably wouldn't realize it was CGI. Although I don't know if they have that perfected yet. You know what I mean? There's still a few things that are off, you know, in CGI these days. One day it will be completely just, you won't be able to tell, seamless. And that'll probably have something to do with deepfake technology, and that stuff's scary. That's, we've talked about that on the show before too, but it's scary stuff. Anyway, the trailer for that has dropped, and that is coming in, it's coming in September, September 13th. It's coming on Hulu. So I'm going to watch that. I'm excited for that. But it's a series, you know. So we have that to look forward to. And right now, in another bit of news, we have the Back 4 Blood open beta is going on right now. Now, let me explain Back 4 Blood. Back 4 Blood is a game made by the same people who made Left 4 Dead. I mean, you get it? Left 4 Dead with a 4, the numeral 4. And then Back 4 Blood with a 4. I mean, what they're trying to show is that they... Oh, got a little thunderstorm going on in the background. What they're trying to show is that the people who made Left 4 Blood originally worked on this. And they feel like the way Left 4 Dead was handled by Valve was not to their liking. You know, it wasn't something that they really were happy with, I think. And I think that a lot of people thought Valve, who runs Steam, they kind of were partnered with them, and I think they felt like a lot of people thought that it was a Steam Valve game, right? They didn't realize that there was a team behind it that was an independent, a different team. Anyway, so they now are independent of Valve. You know, they're no longer associated with them, and so they made their own Back 4 Blood. So for that reason, you know, this is like a spiritual successor to Left 4 Dead. And that's a good thing. You know, I mean, the game is old. It's, 10, 12, 13 years old? So that's, you know, it's aged, but it's aged well. It's a very basic formula, you know, zombies shooting zombies and just a group of four people surviving shooting zombies. Different types of zombies, which was always fun. That was a big thing about Left 4 Dead. So you have that, and then you have this game, which is basically, I haven't played it yet, but basically what I've heard is it's the same game. You know, it's the same kind of layout, the same type of feel and everything. So they're trying to bring that feel back for longtime Left 4 Dead fans, which, I mean, if it's worked before, right, why not ruin a good thing, right? So it seems like it's like an updated version, almost like a Left 4 Dead 3, because there was a Left 4 Dead 2. So if you're a fan of that game, either the first or second one, I think you'd probably enjoy. It looks like you'd enjoy this third one. From what I've seen of the in-game stuff, there's all kinds of videos out there of people streaming and recording the open beta right now. Check that out. It's really good stuff. I would highly recommend it. All right. In this next little bit of news here, we have Army of the Dead, which was a wildly popular movie on Netflix. It was like number one for a long time. I think I talked about it last time too, about the possibility of an Army of the Dead sequel. Well, they've made a live VR experience where it actually looks pretty amazing, where you go in and you go in this food truck. It's like a taco truck, right? And they have, you go inside and it looks like you're defending, like you're inside the taco truck shooting out to defend the truck against zombies, of hordes of zombies. But what it is you have your VR goggles on, your gear, and you're seeing the zombies. You know, you're still in the truck, you're still seeing, so you're shooting around, you have these, you know, fake guns that you're shooting. So it's like a really immersive experience where you're actually in the truck, and you're also seeing things as if you're defending the truck from zombies. So it's a pretty cool idea. And then they're taking this experience called Viva Las Vengeance around to different cities across the U.S. and actually across the world. But right now it's in Los Angeles. That's the first place it is. And then eventually they're going to bring it to London on September 1st. That'll be the next available one. New York City on September 2nd, then actual Las Vegas on October 13th, and then Washington, D.C. on the 17th. of November. So they have it booked up through November right now, where this taco truck is going to be, or, you know, other taco trucks like it. And you can buy tickets. I think it's like $24, $25 per person, and it's like a 30-minute experience. I mean, it's kind of rich for my blood, but it seems cool. I mean, when I was younger, we used to play laser tag. Actually, I think they called it photon back then. That's such an 80s word, photon. And we would get these helmets on, and we would get the backpacks, you know, and the laser guns, and we'd run around and shoot each other. And that was fun. And so that's, I can see this being, you know, steps and levels above that. Seems like it would be a lot of fun. And then past this, they have several other cities that they've promised to get this out. There's Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Miami, Minneapolis, Orlando, Philadelphia, Phoenix, San Diego, San Francisco, Seattle. That's all the U.S. And then they're going to do Paris, Madrid, and Berlin, you know, to go kind of out into the rest of the world. Well, Europe, basically. So that seems like it's a... It seems like it's something that if it catches on, you know, possibly we'll see it in more places across the world. I don't know. I mean, would you go to see something like this, a VR experience where you're shooting zombies from the back of a taco truck? It seems like it would catch on. So, and especially Army of the Dead being such a popular show. All right. So our next little bit of news here is Wasteland Weekend. All right, so we are here in the middle of August, right? 2021. In about a month, well, a little bit more than a month, it'll be September 21st, 22nd. It depends on if you get early access and all this stuff. They are going to start the next Wasteland Weekend. And the reason this is a big deal is because in 2019, they had the 10th anniversary, right? I mean, that was a big deal. And they're like, we're going to keep going. We're going to do this. We just got 10 years. Here's the 10 more years or 100 more years or however many years they can do this. And then COVID-19 hit and they had to cancel for 2020. So it really slowed down the momentum, I think, of a lot of things, not just Wasteland Weekend. But so this year is going to be a big deal because people have been waiting. You know, people have been building their vehicles and their costumes and they're kind of getting ready. You know, there's more anticipation, there's more buildup, there's more time, in theory, there's more time to prepare for, you know, for the big event this year. And I think we all know that everyone's just kind of starting their cars and costumes right now, right? Like a month before. That's how that works. But in theory, we had more time to prepare. For anyone who doesn't know what Wasteland Weekend is, it is an amazing event. Amazing. There's nothing else like it. You go out in the Mojave Desert, California, it's near California City, California. And you basically, there's, you know, a long stretch of desert as far as you can see, little hills, mountains, things like that in the background, but basically a stretch of desert. There's no vegetation. There's like tumbleweeds, but that's about it. And then they build a city there. They build a thriving city with glowing neon signs and lights and fire shooting out of the signs. and it's amazing. There's a stage where there's bands playing constantly at nighttime. There's cars everywhere. Everything is so immersive. I mean, there are people that bring, you know, like modern RVs and modern trucks to kind of pull everything, but they make them park away. They make them park on the other side of the city. But once you go into the city proper, that's the gates are the thing, with, you know, when you see the picture of Wasteland, it says up on top, and there's fire shooting out of it. That's the gate right there. That's when you go in, and you're in the city, and no one, you can't have anything that's out of, that's going to break your immersion, you know. And it's an immersive, it's a visual immersive experience. And that's kind of the best way to say it. You know, if you are a big fan of post-apocalyptic movies and just the whole genre in general, this is something that'll blow your mind. Absolutely. And you can't take it all in at once. You know, I think it's like a 5 or 6 day event at this point. It's not really a weekend anymore. It's a week. But you can't soak it all in. You got to go again. I went twice. I went in 2017 and 2019. I said I would only go once because driving across country is crazy. But I did it a second time because I had to do it again. It's incredible. So, I don't know. I feel like I could do a whole show on Wayside Weekend and explaining it. It's not for everyone. You know, I'll admit that. I think that it's something that if you... I don't know. It's not a LARP. That's one thing. A lot of people think it's a LARP. They say, well, I'm not really into role-playing, you know, or I'm not really into pretending that I'm a character and going... Well, you don't really have to do that. You can dress... You know, you dress the costume, of course, you know, but people don't even really do that much. I mean, they'll have like a ripped up shirt and like some chains and, you know, stuff like that. And they're allowed to walk around in it. But if you go like that one year, if you go in just like ripped up jeans and ripped up t-shirt, you're going to want to go back and do it properly the next time because it's so much better. But yeah, it's not a LARP. It's not something that you have to role play while you're there. Although there is a lot of that, you can even watch it going on. I mean, there are tribes that have like fights in the streets, you know, and you can sit back and be a spectator and watch this going on. People shout from their, you know, their tribe area where they'll have like a bar, for example. Someone will set up like a wasteland bar and there'll be someone out there yelling out, "Hey, you scrub, come in here and, you know, get a drink and I bet you're not man enough," and, you know, stuff like that. And so it's almost like you're on a movie set, which is really great. Again, it's hard to explain without being there. I was mostly there for the cars. I'm a huge car nut. The cars are undescribable. You cannot even imagine how amazing the cars are. It's straight out of a Mad Max movie. I would say better than a Mad Max movie. You know, the Mad Max cars, well, Fury Road Mad Max cars were OG. You know, they're that's the real stuff right there, the real deal. And these, I would say a lot of them are comparable to that. It's really cool. Again, I could go on and on about Wasteland Weekend. Maybe we should do a whole podcast sometime where I get on a couple people from Wasteland Weekend and just talk about everything that goes on. We had Makeshift on this show a couple episodes back. Now, Makeshift is, he works for Wasteland Weekend. He does the videography and everything, and he's really into it. He has his own podcast called The Apocalypse Post. If you want to hear backstories about Wasteland Weekend, you know, if you want to hear some of the funny behind-the-scenes tribe stories that go on, inside jokes or things like that that... You know, maybe happened behind the scenes that you didn't know what was going on, or you don't know why this tribe hates this tribe, or, you know, listen to his podcast. It's really great. He has a lot of great stories from the, you know, kind of, I hate to say the big wigs, but, you know, the people who are a big part of what makes Wasteland Weekend what it is. So, yeah, Apocalypse Post. It's actually called Apocalypse Post Cast, and then in parentheses, a podcast. So look that up. And like I said, he's been on the show before, so you can look back a couple episodes and see when he was on. All right, that's probably enough of Wasteland Weekend right now. Although, man, I wish I was going this year, but I'm not. It's going to be a big one. All right, so one of the things, kind of the biggest thing we have coming up is The Walking Dead, and that will be this weekend. Well, if you have AMC Plus, you get it early. You get it on the 15th of August. So what that does is it allows you to get, you know, early access to every episode. If you, as long as you're subscribed to AMC Plus, you'll get that episode early. So this first one will come out on the 15th on AMC Plus, and then the 22nd, which is the next week on Sunday. So this Sunday, or if you don't want to get AMC Plus, you have to wait till the next Sunday to get it on regular AMC. But it's the last season of The Walking Dead. I mean, season 11. This is it. This is the finale. There's not going to be any more Walking Dead, the you know, the actual original series anymore. There's going to be spin-off series. There's going to be spin-off series. No. But the original one is not, this is going to be it for them. And I think it's exciting because we've seen the trailer. They released a trailer about 2 weeks ago. We got to see a lot of Maggie. We got to see a lot of, get to see Daryl and Carol and Negan and all these people who have been in the last few seasons. I mean, Daryl's been in since season one, Carol too. They're the OGs right there. And it's good to see them still in it. They're actually supposed to have a spinoff too. I don't think there's a lot of info on that. I've joked about it being called like the Daryl and Carol Comedy Hour or something like that. Probably not. Anyway, so this season 11 finale, the big one, word is from the producer that it's going to go out with a bang. I mean, does that mean a literal explosion? We don't know. Denise Huth, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Huth, is the executive producer, and she says, "We'll go out with a bang. Nothing lasts forever. It's a cool story, and I'm so proud, and I'm so grateful that we've been able to tell it as fully as we've been allowed to, and that's 100% a credit to the fans. If fans don't show up, the show doesn't go on." So what she's saying is that this is going to be a big one. They're not going to just fizzle out. You know, they're going to do, it's all going to come to a head right here in this last season. And of course, I think another important kind of angle of this to realize is they're not going to kill off the franchise. You know, the spinoff shows, we have World Beyond, we have Fear the Walking Dead, we have the three movies, the Rick Grimes movies that are supposed to be coming out too, that are going to tell the story of Rick Grimes after he was taken away on that helicopter, right? We know he's not dead, but everyone on the show thinks he's dead. They think he blew up in the bridge explosion. And I don't think that's a spoiler, right? Hopefully everyone's caught up, right? So yeah, we're going to find out what happened to Rick in those shows. So I think it's a pretty good move on their, you know, the IP's side, because the people who are running all of this are branching out, spreading out, you know, spreading the wealth, as you might say. You know, it's not just one show anymore. It's a whole conglomerate, right? It's a whole thing that's kind of going off in its own little pieces that are going to be their own little worlds. And it's kind of cool. But let's see what else. There's, so Huth says also, this is on a panel it's a Twitch stream. TWD Universe Twitch stream is where she was talking on there and where these quotes are coming from. She also said, "We were very, very fortunate right from the beginning that it was lightning in a bottle." That's true. People love that show from the beginning. "With the characters and the story and the audience, it all came together. 11 years later, 11 seasons later, to be here is an honor. This is a pretty rare era for television. It'll probably never happen again in the world of streaming, which wasn't much of a thing when we started. I'm proud." Yeah. Imagine, just think back. How different was entertainment, TV entertainment, movie entertainment 11 years ago? What was 11 years ago? 2010? No. Is that right? Wow. 2010. Yeah. 2010 was 11 years ago. And just think of how different everything was. I mean, 2010, I think we were still sending back our Netflix DVDs in the mail, weren't we? I mean, there was still a Blockbuster in 2010. that's crazy to think about. But yeah, things have changed a lot. And from them, you know, for them to start out then during that era and be able to evolve with its fans is a pretty good, you know, it's a testimonial to how well they've done. And they've switched, you know, they've switched producers, they've switched the showrunner a few times. The showrunner now is Angela King, who, she was a writer. Yeah, she started out as a writer on the show. She took over at season 9. So here we are in 11. It's a crazy thing to think about. The trailer itself, you know, I don't know if everyone hopefully out there has watched the trailer, but it shows one part in particular that I think was interesting is Dog, Daryl's dog, named Dog. You see there's like a little bit of, you see Daryl's face and he yells no. He's like, no. And then you hear the dog yelp during when he's saying this. And so that's scary stuff, right? You're like, oh no, not the dog. Like, anyone can die, not the dog. That's the way that usually goes. So I started reading the comments on the trailer on the YouTube, the YouTube channel that showed the trailer, and someone said, "If dog dies, we riot." I think that pretty much sums it up, right? Another person said, this puts it all into perspective, the 2010 thing. Someone says, "Crazy, this show started when I was in second grade, and the theme song used to scare me. Now I'm a freshman in college, and it's coming to an end." What? Second grade to freshman? Oh, man. Does that make everyone else feel old? It really makes me feel old. But that's, you know, the show has gone on for that long. And it's really, I'm a huge fan of Walking Dead. Now, what's funny is, we've talked about this on the show before, is the fact that I gave up on The Walking Dead for a little while. I think there was a period there, like season 6, 7, somewhere around there, maybe 8, where I was just like, man, this is the same thing over and over again. You know, it's the same Rick saves the day, that this is going to happen. This thing's going to happen where the zombies are almost going to kill someone and then they don't. And then Rick saves the day. Oh, and then they killed someone, but it was a guy who we just met last season, you know, not really a big deal. But season 9, season 10, those were some really incredible. If you gave up on The Walking Dead, I mean, a lot of people gave up when Glenn died. And I don't remember I think that was season 7, somewhere around there. A lot of people gave up on it then, and I was kind of checking out by then. But I think if you did, come back, watch it all before next week. Just watch all, just start from like season 1, episode 1. I mean, you got time. You've got, what, 4 days, something like that? Just watch them all, or at least catch up, and get AMC Plus and watch this on this Sunday, because I am going to be writing, about this. You know, I'm going to be watching it on AMC Plus, and I'm going to be writing about what I see. Now I have to do it. I can't back out now. I have to do it now that I said it on the show. But I'm putting this here as a thing so that I have to do it, because I love the show. I really do. I think that, like I said, the last couple seasons have been great. I just hope that they stick with it. You know, and I have faith that they will. Right? Who's with me? You with me? Good. All right. One last thing I wanted to talk about. There are some pretty amazing games out there. Some post-apocalyptic games that I think are underrated. You know, there's some, a lot of them recently especially, and a lot of them are like sprite-based, you know, like the 8-bit look. I talked about Project Zomboid, which is, that describes perfectly, but there's a new game that just came out. It's still early access, so it hasn't like officially launched yet, and it's called Death Trash. This game has taken everyone by storm. It's a post-apocalyptic game. Try to say that 10 times fast. But it's also like a horror game. You know, it has a lot of scary stuff in it, and you're basically, it's the same kind of Project Zomboid view, like that three-quarter view. Has some crazy stuff going on in it. It's got a lot of like old school role playing, you know. It mixes that with like a few modern things that a lot of people have been putting in games recently. The world is amazing. It's very, I don't know. I it's hard to explain too, but it's one of those things that you just kind of have to experience yourself. It's not like Project Zomboid. On Zomboid, it's easy to explain that they have all these things going for it. You know, you have such a deep character building aspect to it, you know, mechanic. Well, Death Trash is not like that as much. It's more about story. You know, the story itself is pretty incredible. I haven't played too much of it. It's another one of those that I would like to stream at some point. I just want to learn it a little bit. You know, I don't want to be that guy who's like, what's this game? Let's try it out and see what happens. And, you know, there's 100 of those on Twitch. But at some point, I'd like to stream that for the channel and see if everyone likes it, see what everyone thinks. But yeah, I just wanted to talk about that because Death Trash is kind of the it thing right now. early access still. It's on Steam early access. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone is streaming it. So if you're a gamer, I know I talk a lot about games on here, and I apologize if you're not a fan of gaming like I am, but there's a lot of that here. You know what I mean? A lot of these games are here, and I'm loving it. I'm loving the games that are coming out recently. So that was a lot, huh? There's a lot going on, and I don't think I even covered everything. This is just stuff that I've written about, you know, in the last week. There's a ton of stuff that I haven't written about that's kind of on the list of things to write this week, which reminds me, which makes me want to throw out another plug for the fact that we want more writers. We need more writers at postapocalyptic.com. If you're a writer, if you want to kind of get your name out there and get in this genre, if you're a huge fan of this genre and you just want to write, this is it. You know, contact us. Let us know. We have a link in every show note, every episode show notes that we do, talking about how we need more writers. We want to cover everything. We want to cover all the stuff that's going on, not only the latest current event news, you know, for post-apocalyptic, anything media related, but also if you have a column idea, like let's say you have an idea for something you want to write weekly, you can do that. I mean, we have columnists now. We have, you know, Tina has been doing this Carmageddon tournament thing. It's amazing. We've talked about it several times, but it's still going on. It's this she's in the semifinals now with this battle. And at this point, actually, let me just tell you, at this point, the latest one is the War Rig from Fury Road versus the tank from Tank Girl. I mean, this is the semifinals. These have all battled before other vehicles, but now they're in the semifinals. This is a great column because it's like a practical approach to how these vehicles would actually fend against each other. It's awesome. You got to check that out. But that's just an example. You know, if you have something that you would like to write about, as far as a specific topic that you think would be a hit, you know, that people would read and love to come back to the site and read more and more, you know, pitch it to us. Let us know, and let us know what you think, and we would be happy to at least review it and talk to you, you know, and see what we could do. We need more content. We need more people to get that content out there. So we want to hear from you. And I think that's about it. You know, we have this week, we have Risen, which is coming out on the 20th. We have Attack on Titan, the orchestra concert in Yokohama, Yokohama National University. That'll be on the 22nd. And then, of course, Walking Dead will be the 22nd. That's next week, though. That's next Sunday. So I'm sure we'll do a podcast before then. But this Sunday is the early access to that Walking Dead first episode of the final season. So hopefully by next episode of this podcast, I'll have seen that first episode and we can talk about it, and we can just, and I mean, mark my words, I bet I'll like it. We'll see if I like it. I hope I like it, but I'll let you know, because I don't really BS, right? So anyway, thanks everyone for watching. I hope you enjoy this this kind of rant, ramble on, I guess that would be more appropriate, ramble on episode. It's only 35 minutes long, but that's what we have. So thanks everyone for watching, and make sure you check us out on social media. Check out the show notes for this show, because we'll have links to everything in there that you would ever want to see us in. Check out our YouTube channel, because I just made a video about a water pump, a portable 12-volt rechargeable USB water pump by Water Run that I reviewed in my cabin, my survival cabin. I went out there and I tested it out, and I've been using that thing for 2 years, that pump, and I talk about my favorite things about it and least favorite things. It's great for camping, RVs, survival, you know, prepping, whatever you want to do. And I'm going to do more of those. I really dig, you know, like product reviews. So I'm going to do a lot more of those. So you can look for those on our YouTube channel. Subscribe on YouTube and you will be notified when I do more of those, or we do more of those. So thanks everyone again for watching, and make sure you stay alive out there. Bye-bye.